Our words have meaning, and our prayers have answers. Scripture says, Ephesians 4:29, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." Proverbs 10:19 says, "Sin is not ended by multiplying words, but the prudent hold their tongues." When we think of our conversations, we are reminded of unwholesome talk, even when we talk about our own needs or state of being. Sometimes we may say things that we don't really mean when we are disappointed in our circumstances and well-being. Our words have meaning. The words we speak can inspire and encourage others, while in the same sentence deflate and discourage. We have to be careful of the words that we quote and adhere to when we are in difficult situations in our life. I learned people will form opinions of you, whether good or bad, based on the things that are spoken out of your mouth. This comes from their lack of understanding, and sometimes we may take their words as an insult of greater discouragement. Especially from fellow believers, saying to someone, "I better not hear you say," or "I don't want you to say that anymore," may be more of a sentiment of disqualifying your true belief that God can, rather than showing compassion for the hurt and disappointment of the believer. However, I do honestly believe, as the word tells us, to be careful when we speak things into the atmosphere. Romans 4:17, "Even God, who quickeneth the dead and called those things which be not as though they were." As a believer, the ability to speak things into existence is actually a spiritual law that comes into play by faith. Jesus demonstrated this power with the centurion who asked him to heal his servant. Now, you may believe that is a powerful demonstration that's being referred to. I actually believe the truth in that also. Sometimes in life, we are in a dead situation that we feel we are being buried in. It may be your health, your mental, your emotional, your physical, your financial, and even your relationships. It's okay. The reality is that those days and situations will happen. Today, I say keep pushing and believing that God is able to work it out for your good and to His glory. Beloved, our words matter. And if we want to move forward in victory, we must continue to embrace life as it comes and remember that God has the final say. So be encouraged, as 2 Corinthians 12:9 tells us, "My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness." Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you and bless you for being in control of our life and our speech. Forgive us for our actions, thoughts, and wayward thoughts. Help us to lean into your word with our whole heart and be able to adapt to the plan you have created for our life. Father, as we move forward, teach us thy ways and how to honor you with the words that we speak to ourselves and among others. You are Lord and Master, and it's in you we seek to live, move, and have our being. Teach us to share of your goodness and your hope so that others may gravitate to you and your ways. In Jesus' name, amen. Greetings, beloved. This is Evangelist Robinson, and I thank you for listening and subscribing to Prayer, Power, and Praise. We are a network who believes in sharing the hope and pureness of God's ways according to the scriptures. So I encourage you today, let someone know that God is real and He's yet able to work it out for their good if they would only trust Him. Go in peace, beloved, And remember, God loves you, and so do I. We'll chat soon.